First thing I'm going to ask you is about the superintendent search. How is that going?
Well, I think it's going well. The board obviously hired a national search team about 2.5 months ago. The search closes the 1st of January, and then the board will start moving forward with semifinalists. And I think we're going to have some good candidates. I really do. I've had a couple of people who have called me who are really high-quality folks who wanted to know about the district and the work we're doing, some of the challenges, as well as some of the things that we've made a lot of progress on.
The board recently approved a vote to move forward with preparing to place a second bond on the ballot next year. How is work progressing with that current bond, and why is the second bond even needed?
In 2014, we passed what basically was phase one of what was meant to be a two-phase bond process. Part of what the community said to us in 2014 was, you haven't passed a bond in 15 years. We'd kind of like to see you successfully put one into place. And so the 2014 bond issue passed 2-1, and we are now 75% complete, and it's on time and on budget. And so we're coming back to the community to do what we really needed to do day one, which is not only build to update our facilities and sites, but also for growth. And the second phase is for growth. Three-quarters of our buildings are over capacity, and the second bond issue will have two new elementaries, a middle school, two new high schools, as well as additional sites having expansions, for example, sites like Gilder, Highland, schools that have more portables than they should have. We have approximately 148 portables for our elementary schools, so this bond issue would diminish that tremendously and just meet the future growth needs, because right now we're growing, for example, this year about close to 900 students.
The state recently released the results of students' annual testing scores, the NESA scores. At the last board meeting, there was a lot of discussion about those results. Can you talk to us a little bit about the updates to the test scores that the students took last year, and how did the district perform overall?
Well, it's a kind of a tale of two cities a little bit. We've got some good news and some news that's not as good. The state test changed last year. Previous reading and writing NESA state tests are no longer given. So last year was our baseline year for a new reading writing test called the ELA. And we do know that prior to that new test, the 5 years up to the new test, we'd shown double-digit growth across the board in our reading skills and literacy skills. So we feel real good about that. The not so good news is this is the last year of the NESA math test, and in the 6th grade levels that were tested, only 2 showed growth that we felt good about, and even those weren't as high as we'd like, 5 and 7% at 2 of our grade levels, and the others were flat or slightly down. So I have to be honest, I certainly take responsibility for that. I think that's my responsibility, staff's responsibility, and we are really rethinking how we support the development of high-quality math instruction, how we support strategies, how we look at data, and we're in the midst of really digging down into that data and finding which schools did or didn't hit the mark, and what do we need to do to make sure we're supporting our teachers and students better. The schools that we focused on in the last 3 years, we really put a lot of energy into what we called our REACH schools, which those half a dozen schools that the state had considered PLOS, which is persistent low-achieving schools, they hadn't moved the needle on instruction. Well, they had success again. In fact, 8 out of 10 of those schools showed growth in science and math, and we feel really good about that. So the area we focused on, we made a difference, but at the same time, while we focused here, we kind of lost the piece over here. So we're really doing some soul-searching and regrouping with staff and principals and teachers to say, where'd we miss on this NESA math?